For calling Shaw Jensen's customer service, here and help you.
Today I got an email from Dawn, and she did a free chart for me, and an astrology chart, and it's quite lengthy. But the thing is, she had the wrong birth date. My birthday is not in February. Is there anything we can do about that? What?
Was it something that you purchased?
Am I what?
Was it something that you purchased?
Well, no. Well, so far I haven't gotten down to the end of her site. It was very lengthy. And I appreciate all the work she put into that. My God, there's so much information there. But my birthday is January 3rd, 1938, and she was using on this reading February 3rd, 1938. So that I know there is a difference in what she's going to find in both dates, because I was a student of astrology for a while. So I don't know what to do about it. I'd like her to know. I don't want to just ignore it.
Is it an email that you can reply to? You can send that back to her in an email, your correct birth date.
Yeah, could you give me an email address that I could use? Or would I have to look for that?
That email address that she sent it to you, is it a non-reply email? Is that not the...
Is it what? I'm sorry.
The email that you said you received from her, it should already have the email address.
Oh, yeah, she sent it on my email, and I didn't look for her email address on it. I can get back on it and look and see how I can contact her. Is that what you're saying? I should contact her?
Yes, you can just reply back to the email that she sent you.
Oh, okay. All right. I know what you mean, yeah. All right, I'll do that. I just thought there would be some, you know, at the end of the article where I found the number I just called you on. I thought there'd be something more, you know, down there at the end of the whole thing, you know, an address, right. Email address for Dawn or some kind of a contact number or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll do what you suggested. But I certainly don't want to go and ignore this, because somebody put so much work into this thing. It took me about half an hour to read it or more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really long, like I was a new person that she was, analyzing the birth date on. And she has done this for me a long time ago when I found her on the site, I don't know, many months ago. But I do know there's a difference between the dates. There's a whole month difference in there. And so, so a lot of work went into this. So I will contact her and tell her about it and see what happens. And I did order some weeks ago the transit period guide. Is that the one that is $69.95 or just $69? Because I remember there was one there that I think it was the transit period guide. I was trying to get with my credit card, and the credit card just wouldn't do anything. I mean, I had problems with that credit card, so... So I don't think I ever got the guide, but then if I did, I'd like to know. I wouldn't want to buy it twice. Or
it's your email.
Never got it. So I'll tell her that too.
Okay. You can view the things that you've purchased in your library.
In my what?
You can view the things that you have purchased in your library.
Oh, I'm not sure I know what to do with that. I'm not very savvy with the cell phone. I'm still learning. So I don't know how to get into the library. Do I just put that up on search and see what happens?
The website is astrologyanswers.com, and you enter your login information.
Oh, okay. That sounds simple, right? library.com. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you for your help.
No
and
problem.
Do what you say. Yeah. Okay. Thanks again.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling Astrology Answers.
Oh, okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.